SS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continues to grudgingly hang on. The government reported a 0.3% hike in the cost of living in November. That's up 2.7% since last year.
Economists are saying we could see the Fed pause these interest rate cuts early next year as they wait to see where inflation heads. We know it's moving closer to the Fed's 2% target. It's just that last mile, so to speak, has been a tough one to get inflation to that point.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. The House passed and sent to the Senate the $895 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which provides military funding. It'll include a double-digit pay raise for about half the enlisted service members. President-elect Trump calls it a great day for America. Christopher Wray announced his resignation as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration, originally appointed by Trump, who now wants loyalist Kash Patel for the job. This is ABC News. A sheriff's office in New York State says a man phoned 911 about wanting to drop off a body.
Sheriff Thomas Daugherty in Geneseo, New York, south of Rochester, says Richard Flegel Jr.'s lawyer phoned.
The call into dispatch saying that they wanted to turn in a deceased body. No, that's very abnormal.
The sheriff says in one car was the attorney, in another car was the 30-year-old son, plus Richard Flegel Sr.'s body with bullet wounds. He was 60. Flegel Jr. is charged with murder, pleads not guilty, held without bail. No word yet what it's all about.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The Hermitage, Tennessee plantation of Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States, announced it believes it's found the slave cemetery where the remains of at least 26 slaves buried between 1804 and 1865 lay. The Andrew Jackson Foundation got the idea from a 1930s agriculture report noting a non-cultivated area of the Hermitage with tall trees and graves. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, said he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Packers get ready for Seattle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers installing the game plan for the Seahawks in Seattle on Sunday Night Football. If Green Bay wins and the Falcons lose, the Packers could clinch a playoff spot with four games remaining. Packers tight end Tucker Kraft.
This next storm of games, we're going to be locked in. You know, we're going to be energized. We're going to bring that juice. We're going to be locked into our technique, our assignment, our alignment. If we win a line of scrimmage, we win each game.
College basketball, the Badgers lost down in Illinois last night, 86-80. That's Wisconsin's third loss in a row. NBA, the Bucks with a 114-109 win over the Orlando Magic, and that means the Bucks are headed to the NBA Cup tournament in Las Vegas this weekend. After the game, Damian Lillard praised teammate Bobby Portis for his leadership.
You always want to make sure that you behave in a way that's respectable, even when it's not going your way, because it's going to turn. You want people to know, you know, it's always great to see when Bobby is doing his thing. You know, it's infectious and it changes our team.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago, and the 20-day coma that followed, Fox used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie flurries ending. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with temperatures near zero, wind chills around 15 below, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny skies, still blustery on Thursday, as high temperatures only warm to near 10. It's 3 at our studios.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
...of America and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the program. We got a lot coming up today. In the first hour of the program, in just a few moments, Representative Pramila Jayapal will be with us for the entire hour taking your calls, the current chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. The phone number, if you want to get in the queue, lines are open, as the old saying goes on radio, 202-808-9925. In the second hour of our program, a call to arms. What is Trump's pardon pledge have to do with the rise of militant extremism? And are the people in these militias getting the message from Trump? Is what Joyce Vance said the other day actually true, that Trump is not pardoning them to thank them? He's pardoning them to say to future right-wing militia and violent followers of his, if you kill somebody in my name, if you commit violence in my name, don't worry, I got your back. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. Also, did Luigi get what he wanted as Delay, Deny, Defend, the book, climbs to number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list? What's going on with America's relationship with our health insurance companies? And also in the second hour, in an authoritarian world, you need propaganda. Welcome to Newsmax. I'll tell you, this is just an amazing story. In the third hour of our program, how Donald Trump secretly spied on House Democrats and journalists and got away with it. And will he do it again? Of course, you betcha. We'll talk about that. And geeky science, here's one thing you can do to improve cognitive performance for the day ahead and the day after. But our one guest for the day is Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, the 7th District of Washington State. Jayapal.house.gov is her website, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L.house.gov. Pramila Jayapal on Blue Sky at PramilaJayapal.bsky.social. And Representative Jayapal, welcome back to the program. It's so nice to have you back with us.
Thank you, Tom. It's always great to see you. And I did not know that full story about your dad. And I might have to start calling you Kale now.
Well, I didn't hear. We read a book report during the time that our commercial stations are in their commercial breaks. And I don't hear those. So I'm not. It must have been one of my books I was writing about my dad.
It was fabulous. It was all about, you know, how you came to healthy living and your dad's journey from ice cream to.
Wasn't me. That was a book by the heir to the Baskin-Robbins fortune. That was I'm forgetting his first name, but his last name is Robbins.
And that I was going to say I didn't know that your nickname was going to be Kale. But
no, that
anyway.
was not me. No, that was the son of the that was Ocean Robbins, who is the son of. The
sure.
son of the
yeah.
founder of Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
Anyway, so nice to have you with us. I'm curious your take on the state of politics today. We haven't talked since before the election, I don't think.
Yeah, it's been rough. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It's been rough. I think that, you know, the first time around, it was possible to say that he was elected because people didn't know exactly what he was going to do. This time we had Project 2025 agenda clearly laid out exactly what he was going to do. We know that the cabinet that he's appointing now, nominating, is exactly what he said he would do. It's all billionaires. Last count, Tom, I looked, 10 billionaires that have been nominated for his cabinet so far, and the collective worth is about $350 billion. Just for context, Joe Biden's cabinet, which I thought was pretty wealthy in its own right, was $118 million collectively.
And so, 1/10 of a billion.
That's right. And so I think that, you know, here's the thing. He ran on a platform that somehow he was going to lift up working people and poor people. I don't know how you do that if you are actually appointing to those positions, nominating to those positions, people who have rigged the system to make it work for them and now are supposed to be in charge of actually creating a government that works for everyone. So I think on every level, from constitution, democracy, you know, the xenophobia, the hatred, what you were just talking about with the pardons, very important, just the extremism, the fascism, the nationalism that is going to come at us is very, very, is going to require a lot from us in terms of rebuilding the Democratic Party so that we really speak to people and they can hear us in terms of what we're going to do to unrig the system and how we're going to fight for them. So it's going to be a rough couple, you know, several years here. And I think we're all trying to get ourselves ready for that fight.
I'm curious, your postmortem is probably the wrong word, but, you know, your analysis of why not so much why Trump won as why Joe Biden lost. I'll share mine with you real quickly. You know, we have Biden had 12% GDP growth during his presidency, 16 million jobs created, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, incomes up over $4,000, 20 million new businesses, $1 trillion in private manufacturing and clean energy investments. But what Biden didn't do, and I don't know if it's that he just thought people knew or thought that he still lived in 1970 when the media, you know, told people what was going on. What he didn't do is go out in front of the White House, you know, 3-4 days a week, like Donald Trump did 7 days a week, and brag about his accomplishments. And neither did Pramila Jayapal. The polling shows that 57% of Americans, 86 or 87% of Republicans, believed we were in a recession when they went to vote. And whenever the country's in a recession, the incumbent party always loses. It's just predictable. So between that and Elon Musk dropping $270 million in just carpet bombing, you know, swing states with lies about, and literally lies, you know, about his, about Trump's abortion position and whatnot, you know, with his Ruth Bader Ginsburg pack, it seems that we were just massively out-messaged. I'm curious your thoughts on my thoughts and also, you know, what you think happened.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that there's a few threads here. I think that we didn't I think Biden certainly didn't use the power of his platform to the bully pulpit of the White House to brag enough. And I think that's probably true for everybody, though I felt like I was bragging all the time about everything that we were getting done. But you got to do it in the places that people listen. And look, the communications ecosystem has changed completely. And the right wing has created their own ecosystem to reach people. And I think that when you have, you know, a country where there is no presumption of truth, even in established media, and people can just go out, billionaires can go out and create their own ecosystems, it makes it extremely difficult. We've got to do the same on our side and find the places to communicate where people are actually listening. That's certainly one. Two, I think that there is, we were engaged in a big proposition, Tom, and that was to change even democratic neoliberal economic thinking and modeling and policy to a bottom-up, middle-out policy. But let's not forget that this, I think, is a relatively new proposition that Biden certainly stuck to, that we all pushed for. But there was 30 to 50 years before that of loss of gains, of economic gains for workers. Yep. When you have, you know, the minimum wage stagnating over 50 years and all of the productivity in the economy being created by those workers, but going to the top 1%, people were in a really tough place. And that's not, you're not changing that overnight. But certainly we had big gains. We had big things that we did, but people were still angry and frustrated by their particular situation. And that leads me to the third one, which is I spent a lot of time trying to figure out why that list of accomplishments that you put out there did not make it to people's doors, not just being communicated, but why didn't people feel it? You know, why did they feel like they were worse off than they were 4 years ago? And what I realized, Tom, is that we were so effective at using the power of the federal government at the end of the Trump administration during COVID, when we passed those survival checks, and the beginning of the Biden administration, when we passed the American Rescue Plan, the child tax credit, we passed, you know, housing assistance, we passed enormous assistance to state and local governments that distributed it in the form of subsidies for public transit, for utility bills. We had housing protections. We had rental assistance. We had eviction assistance to prevent evictions. And all of that, when Republicans took over again in the House, went away. It all went away. And I remember at the beginning of the Biden term, about 6 months in, there were economic reports that said that people had more in their savings account than they had ever had. They were able to think about going to a movie. They were able to think about doing, you know, a vacation with their kids, or maybe buying clothes that they couldn't afford to buy for their kids, to have a new outfit for school, whatever it was. And that went away, but that was created by our investments, by our rejection of neoliberal economic trickle-down thinking, to saying, no, the government actually has to intervene and help, particularly in these big situations, big recessions. We did that, and then it stopped.
Yeah.
And so tangibly, people were worse off, but they weren't able to distinguish, and we didn't make the case, I don't think, that it was Republicans who stopped those things from continuing.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know,
I've also,
that is, I think.
Yeah, I've also thought for a long time that if the Biden administration had simply referred to inflation as the Trump tax cut inflation or the Trump tariff inflation every time they used the word inflation for 4 years, that the election would have gone a different way. You know, that Kamala Harris would be our president right now.
You know, Tom, I have to say one other thing. I think the election would have gone a different way if what we did in the Progressive Caucus when we passed Build Back Better with housing and child care as two critical pieces, if Sinema and Manchin hadn't stopped it, we would have also won, because those are the biggest inflation.
We're hitting the break here. We'll be right back with Pramila Jayapal taking your calls. Representative Pramila Jayapal. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds.
Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
I'm going to admit something that I normally would not admit. A lot of times I don't wear underwear.
We got to go to a break.
I don't have a cart, and I'm carrying this stuff.
Yeah.
I got my finger in the loop, holding my pants up, because they would literally go down. And twice, people stop me. Hey, John Mino. As I'm trying to hold my pants up and hold my stuff in my arms.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, have you ever tried diet and exercise to get your cholesterol numbers down and then experienced a little frustration, shall we say? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient, that not only helps support your metabolism, it also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing. I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's one of the best supplements out there. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Just go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com to get 15% off. The code is TOM, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. Representative Pramila Jayapal with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Nancy in Woodland, California, you are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, thank you both. Tom has talked about, you know, back in the day, Paul Ryan called all the Republicans together, and they agreed to stand together against anything the Democrats wanted to do. So can we count on the Democrats to do that sort of thing, to stand together? I'm not talking about getting in the gutter like the Republicans do, but we just need them to stand together. Right now, we've already had a couple representatives saying that they're willing to work with Vivek Ramaswamy and Musk on their project.
This was the so-called caucus room conspiracy, where they got together the night that Barack Obama was being inaugurated
and Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and all the senior leadership of the Republican Party and agreed that for the next 4 years, they would block absolutely everything, even things they agreed with. Thank you, Nancy. Congresswoman?
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. I mean, I think that has been the work of the Progressive Caucus, frankly, is trying to get that kind of standing together and resistance to the agenda. I think that it is increasingly difficult to do that. I will say that, you know, the last Trump administration, I think Speaker Pelosi actually did a pretty good job of whipping us all in that way and being very aligned with our thinking on this. I remember the Trump tax scam, you know, 1.0. We're going to see 2.0 here coming up. But I remember that tax scam. Every single Democrat voted against that tax scam. And that was actually the point at which Trump's disapproval rating was at its highest, or his approval rating was at its lowest, whichever way you want to look at it, other than January 6th, the days following January 6th. And so we know when we stand together, it works. But when we're divided as Democrats, we confuse people about what Democrats actually stand for. And so we're going to have to work to really do that again this year. Obviously, we have new leadership with Hakeem Jeffries, and I hope that he and we will all do exactly what you're saying and stick together on opposing these things that are really against every single value that we have, and not try to run to the middle and be, you know, Republican light instead of clearly Democratic and on the side of poor people and working people.
Tom in Media, Pennsylvania. Tom, we have just 1 minute to a hard break here. If you could ask a real quick question, please.
Yeah, I'm talking about Medicare for all. I'm skilled union. I have very, very good benefits that gives us not only access to the specialists.
So what's your question, Tom?
Scheduling priority. Yes. Are you willing to still support Medicare for all when skilled unions know this is going to hurt them?
Thank you.
You know, we worked with Tom really quickly. We worked with unions, and we have the biggest number of unions ever on board because we've incorporated existing collective bargaining agreements. So I think Medicare for all can absolutely work for everyone, including those that are in unions that have bargained contracts.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Is there a growing consensus about Medicare for All? I mean, the assassination of this healthcare CEO has kind of raised this to a national issue again.
It really has. And look, there's always been a consensus about Medicare for All. We pulled it right before the election in 7 swing states. It pulled 10 points above the top of the ticket.
Wow.
Vice President Harris. And so the problem has been that because there's all this money in politics, which you know so well, when those money attacks come in, everybody's got to stick together and make the case. And people are afraid of those money attacks, and so they don't.
That's why
we only have 50% of the caucus with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We're hitting this break at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back within about 5 minutes with Representative Pramila Jayapal taking your calls for the hour. Stay tuned.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Inflation continues to grudgingly hang on. The government reported a 0.3% hike in the cost of living in November. That's up 2.7% since last year.
Economists are saying we could see the Fed pause these interest rate cuts early next year as they wait to see where inflation heads. We know it's moving closer to the Fed's 2% target. It's just that last mile, so to speak, has been a tough one to get inflation to that point.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. The House passed and sent to the Senate the $895 billion National Defense Authorization Act, which provides military funding. It'll include a double-digit pay raise for about half the enlisted service members. President-elect Trump calls it a great day for America. Christopher Wray announced his resignation as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration, originally appointed by Trump, who now wants loyalist Kash Patel for the job. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. You might think Americans don't work as hard as they used to, but that is not true at all when it comes to TV watching. Tube viewing was up 5% overall for the month of November, but that does not include Thanksgiving, which would have driven the numbers up even higher. According to Nielsen, the reason for the increased viewing was the election, World Series, and the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul snoozefest. A Nielsen pie graph shows broadcast networks with 23.7% of viewers. Streaming services accounted for 41.5%, which is up 1% from the previous month. Cable accounted for 25% of TV watching. In the category of other on the graph, it showed 9.7%. I'm guessing those are people who just leave the TV on and stare at the Roku home screen indecisively. Speaking of streaming, Netflix really hit a home run last month with the Tyson-Paul fight, even though it left viewers watching mostly a rotating buffering ball. Netflix's The Lincoln Lawyer was the most viewed streamer for the month with 3.9 billion views. Well done, couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Even though the parents have already been met several times, there is talk of a new Meet the Parents chapter. Deadline reports that actors Robert De Niro, Terry Polo, Ben Stiller, and Blythe Danner are in talks to appear in the new film. Most of the producer team is returning, but there is no one attached yet to direct. Details about the plot are being kept hush-hush. What on earth could this possibly be about? I'm guessing family-related discomfort. We are learning a lot about Jamie Foxx thanks to his new comedy special on Netflix. In addition to addressing his stroke a couple years ago and the 20-day coma that followed, Foxx used the platform to announce that he is done dating white women, adding humorously that he will no longer eat potato salad and raisins. Before you judge him, if you are, I'm done dating white women too, mostly because I'm married to a white woman who loves potato salad. I don't get it either, Jamie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Eddie Flurries ending. We'll see partly cloudy skies overnight with temperatures near zero, wind chills around 15 below, thanks to gusty northwest winds. Mostly sunny skies, still blustery on Thursday, as high temperatures only warm to near 10. It's 3 at our studios.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Visit them at 1159 North Kohler Street, near Highway 41 and Omro Road, with your new unwrapped toy and help make the holidays brighter for kids in need. Learn more at bankfirst.com. Bank First, member FDIC.
The
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke Matheris, you let the dogs out.
I let the dogs out. It was me. After about 15 minutes, I go out there and I'm like, what is this mound? An opossum playing dead in the middle of the yard. So I'm out there kind of hollering, like trying to corral the dogs. And then we finally got Aurora to come in the house, stepped away for a little bit, came back and was gone. But I really hope that it remembers this traumatic experience and never comes back in my yard again.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Can I, if you don't mind, can I just mention a memorialization for a woman who died 17 years ago, Nataline Sarkazian, who started the whole health care business. She was the 17-year-old girl who was denied a liver transplant by Cigna, even though she had a 65% chance of surviving.
She was the woman that caused Wendell Potter to quit his job and become an activist.
Right.
So, Bill, what's your question for Representative Jayapal?
Okay. The question is that what are we going to do before it's too late to memorialize all the good work that's been done by Joe Biden? So this time next year or whenever it is, there's something to compare it to. I don't understand why the Fed or no one has a system like A, B, and C in this, in terms of making a metric of the economy that people can point to. People don't understand the economy. It's like looking at blood.
We got it, Bill. Thank you for the question.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're, by the way, we work a lot with Wendell Potter on stopping the privatization of Medicare. He's been a really good force because he came from that industry. I think in terms of memorializing, one of the challenges is some of the things that we did are not going to happen until next year. If you think about prescription drug pricing, we're expanding the list of prescription drugs that are being negotiated by Medicare this year, or they'll go into effect next year, and it'll be under the Trump administration. And I think one of the things we have to do is figure out how to make it clear and to be pushing every time that happens to say, this is what we did in the Biden administration, but also to send letters out now. We've asked the president to send letters out now saying, next year you will see your drug prices come down and it is because of Democrats. Next year you will see this go into effect and it is because of Democrats. So that he uses the few months that he's got now to make it clear to people that when they see these things next year and when we remind them of it, that they will know it was from us. We're also trying to make sure they publish all the data now so that a lot of the studies, research from the different agencies, the data gets published out there. So that we have that and it can't be manipulated. So there are a number of things like that as well that we're doing.
Hills in Goleta, California, you are on, listening on KFBK. You are on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Good morning, Representative. My question is, do you know if the assassination of the healthcare CEO was at all related to Medicare Advantage programs?
It's not clear yet. I know that there is some reporting about his medical problems, but it's not clear exactly where those came from. But I think that information will emerge. And it's certainly, as Tom said earlier, a moment for us to really talk about the desperation that people feel, making it clear that assassinating somebody is never the answer. We have to fully condemn that. And we have to make it clear that the desperation for people to be able to get basic health care is so severe across the country. And it's not just one segment of the population. It's everybody is having trouble paying these premiums, paying these copays and deductibles, unless you happen to be extremely, extremely wealthy. Or perhaps you have a company that has a moral conscience and is providing you with good health care. But this is a moment for us to just hammer in how we could get to a different place where we have universal health care just like every other country in the world.
There you go. Carlos in Carson, California. You're on the air with Pramila Jayapal, with Representative Jayapal.
Yes, question. I read in the book Red Army that George Soros finances the Congressional Representative, Congressional Progressive Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, the Congressional Latino Caucus. And that's why we have all these liberal issues taking a hold of our society, like rampant immigration, rampant transgenderism, rampant the exaltation of women's issues being shoved down.
Who did you say is funding the caucus, Carlos?
George Soros.
George Soros. Okay, Congresswoman.
Well, thanks, Carlos. Look, I think that the reality here is the economic condition that makes people feel like they've got to just focus on themselves and they want to, you know, push away other people. But let's be clear about who is responsible for that. It is not a transgender person that is taking away your job. It is not an immigrant who is driving down your wages. This is being done by the biggest corporations, the biggest billionaires, the people in this country who want the country to only work for a tiny group of people and don't and see everybody else as expendable. And so our work is to make sure that we are getting this government to actually pay for many of the things that other countries invest in, because it is a good investment. Right. If we invest in childcare, if we invest in healthcare, that is a good investment. It costs us less and it gets us better results. And it allows everybody to continue to feel like they don't have to just protect what's mine.
And very quickly, is the Congressional Progressive Caucus and the Congressional Black Caucus funded by George Soros?
No. Thank you. I mean, the progressive, no, sorry, I should have answered that right away. It was so ridiculous.
It really is, yeah. Thank you. Michael in Gainesville, Florida. Hey, Michael, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Yes, hello, thank you. Quick question, is the scientific racism that's ubiquitous in all of the think tanks in Washington also ubiquitous in all of the leadership, and especially the Republican leadership? And please know that there is a quick response. You can't get too technical. That makes them fall asleep. You can't just say, oh, you're being biased. That's not a response. The correct response is, because it's taught here in universities in Florida, by the way, the correct response and argument is that the same IQ tests that are used to show the supposed difference in the bell curve, those same IQ tests also show that two-thirds of the countries in the world have a moronic IQ of 70. And I think Spain and France would disagree. And
I'm sorry. Do you want to speak to so-called scientific racism?
Well, look, there's institutionalized racism that is built into our systems, and a lot of the ways in which, for example, tests in universities are administered are affected by some of those things. Certainly a lot of our technologies are. I think that we have to look at the scientific data of different disaggregated communities when we're trying to make any assessment of how a policy is going to do or how a condition affects different people. And healthcare is a perfect example. If you look at the healthcare system, you certainly see from the research, it's very clear that folks of color have less access to healthcare, less ability to pay for that healthcare, and as a result, worse outcomes in addition to all the other factors, health factors that may be present. So I'm not sure exactly what the questioner was getting at, Tom, but, you know, that's the best I can do with what I heard.
Yeah, that's a good one. Larry in Los Angeles, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
We can hear you fine, Larry. What's your question?
My question is, there's suggestions out in the country that VP Harris should resign and get appointed as Attorney General so that she can arrest and incarcerate Mr. Trump. And following up on that, can you tell me if he decides to implement martial law, how that will come about? Thank you.
No, Vice President Harris is not going to be appointed as Attorney General. The president's term has ended now. And so I'm not sure. Are you talking about Donald Trump implementing martial law?
Yes, I'm sure he was.
Is that what he was talking about?
Yeah. How will we respond?
How will we respond to that?
Correct.
I think we're going to have to push back in every way that we can. I certainly hope that that's not the case, but we just saw in South Korea when the president tried to do that, there was an immediate response from the country. And now he has, for all intents and purposes, lost his power. So I think that is the only way to respond to something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's coming up on 45 minutes. It's 44 and a half minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Pramila Jayapal, the chair, outgoing chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing the 7th District of Washington State. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Jayapal in just a moment. You can find her website at Jayapal, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, House.gov. And she's at Rep Jayapal, is my recollection here. Hang on just a minute. I'll get it right.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'm sorry. Over on Blue Sky, she's Pramila Jayapal. And check it out. Representative Jayapal will be right back with us. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. I feel wonderful after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day because I keep it by my bed. Superbearing is one of the best supplements out there. It's great for your and my health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M. Superbearing.com, code TOM. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM. Superbearing.com, code TOM.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though, hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year, but do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500 square foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanella says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s. And it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you can't have just one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Lumen is the world's first handheld metabolic coach. It's a device that measures your metabolism through your breath. And on the app, it lets you know if you're burning fat or carbs and gives you tailored guidance to improve your nutrition, workouts, sleep, and even stress management. I was astonished when I first started using it. What a treat to know exactly how my body's metabolism is running. Lumen also gives you a personalized nutrition plan for that day based on your measurements. You can also breathe into it before and after workouts and meals, so you always know exactly what's going on in your body in real time. And Lumen will give you tips to keep you on top of your health game. I've made changes to my eating habits based on its feedback. Stay on track with your health this holiday season. Go to lumen.me/Hartman with two N's to get 15% off your Lumen. That's lumen.me/Hartman with two N's for 15% off your purchase. Lumen makes a great gift, too. So thanks, Lumen, for sponsoring this program. To get 15% off, go to lumen.me/Hartman. So welcome back. Representative Pramila Jayapal is with us for the hour, taking your calls. And Tanya in Cleveland, Ohio. Tanya, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, Thomas. Thank you for taking my call. And you know what? We keep wanting to blame. I'm sorry. I want to acknowledge you, Miss Congressperson. But we keep blaming this on Trump. When did we start voting for dumb people? Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz. I'm telling you that. What do we do? How do I help to put better people into our Congress and into our Senate? We got to go, Mert. We got to do something different.
Yeah.
And how do we help?
Great question, Tanya. Thank you.
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Tanya. And here's the thing. I think we have put incredible people. I just look at the strength of the Progressive Caucus over the years. We've grown from just a couple members, you know, back in 1991 when it was started to now, you know, almost 100 members. And I think that we have people across this country, even in frontline districts who aren't members of the Progressive Caucus, who are extremely strong. But it requires people to engage. And so if you ask how you can help, it is really by getting engaged in your local community, making sure that people understand what Democrats have done, what we stand for, what the policies are that we need to push back on, making sure you elect strong Democrats if you're in a Democratic district, making sure you elect people who are going to stand up against big money and, you know, not take corporate PAC contributions. When I ran, Tom, for the first time in 2016, I was one of only four sitting House members to not take corporate PAC money.
Wow.
And, you know, it's kind of remarkable. Now we have about 60, but I wish it was every single person. And we're pushing, as you know, with the DNC to not have the DNC take corporate PAC money. So I think that this is very important, Tanya, for you to get engaged right in your local area, to start organizing, to find good candidates, to help them win, to do the work, to make sure you've got that grassroots support for those good candidates who are going to stand up and really fight for working people and poor people and our democracy overall.
Diane in Fayetteville, Arkansas, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
And thank you for your service, Representative. I liked what you said about getting letters out to people, acknowledging and reminding people about the good that Joe Biden's administration has done. But I did want to throw one thing out for you to think about. I have never voted for a Republican in my life, and I was just in, I mean, 8 texts a day from Democrats, from Republicans, with all kinds of stuff, and I never could get through to anybody to ask them how I got on that list. And several of my friends here in Arkansas, big Democrats and independents, they also got them. And it was touting, they were lies. Everything in these texts were lies. And I thought, how many independents and Democrats did that, those letters go out to? Well, text, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, how did they get that list, I guess, number one? And can you all do it, too?
Yeah, no, Diane, you know, this is something that in our, I just released a statement of principles that the next DNC chair should push for with a couple of other members. And one of the things is to undertake really a quick but thorough communications assessment, because we've heard this not only in terms of text, but in terms of entire newspapers that are being delivered to the door in certain places as if they are regular newspapers that are only filled with right-wing propaganda. There are all these different communications channels that Republicans have created. I don't know how they got your number, but I sure would like to know. Where did those lists come from? Did they come from, you know, somehow when you signed up for a social media account and that got shared against your will? Where did those numbers come from? And so I think that that is one of the things we really have to investigate, because they certainly figured out how to communicate in places where people would see and hear and listen.
Absolutely.
And that is a big problem. We're still using old ways of communicating.
Greg, we have a minute and a half to the end of the hour, by the way. Greg in Birch Bay, Washington. Real quick question, please, Greg.
Yeah, hi. With all the effort that's been put into finding the shooter of that CEO of the United Healthcare, I'm wondering, because it's like I've heard it's a 30% ratio of people they just flat out deny, how come we don't investigate the people that got denied and died because of the healthcare coverage's policy of just deny and make it hard for people that are sick and ill to go and fight the insurance company? How come we're not looking up and finding out about
what? Representative Jeffel?
Yeah, no, we, Greg, you're right. This is what we do, actually, in hearings. We bring people forward who have had exactly that experience. There are studies that have been done that show exactly how many people are being denied. We've published reports on this over and over again. The problem is this enormous amount of money that has flooded the political sphere, where people are afraid to speak out against these private insurance companies and afraid to advocate for something that the people want. And this is not only this, by the way. This is true of minimum wage as well, where corporations are putting so much money in to defeat any efforts to raise the federal minimum wage. It's true on every major policy where I think Congress, including sometimes Democrats, are out of step with the people and what we actually should do and make sense to do, both monetarily and morally.
There you go. Representative Jayapal, it's so great having you with us. I wish you the happiest of holidays, and thank you so much again for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom. It's always great to be with you.
Thank you. The door is always open. Coming up in the next hour, a call to arms, Trump's pardon pledge, and the rise of militant extremism. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435.
800-280-9435.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.
The yeas are 281 and the nays are 140. The motion is adopted.
The House approving and sending to the Senate the almost $900 billion National Defense Authorization Act, about 1% more than last year. It also provides for a double-digit pay raise for about half of the enlisted service members. It also bars the military's health insurance program from covering gender-affirming care for the children of service members. The Supreme Court of Montana is leaving the state law banning gender-affirming treatment for trans youth blocked. The justices agreeing with a lower court that found the law likely violates the right to privacy. There will be a trial on that. He was 7 years into a 10-year term appointed by then-President Trump. Christopher Wray announced he's resigning as FBI director at the end of the Biden administration. The president-elect wants Kash Patel in the job now. This is ABC News.